Welcome everyone to this special meeting of the Murrindindi Shire Council. Murrindindi Shire Council is proud to acknowledge the Tangerang and Wurundjeri people as the traditional custodians of the land we now call Murrindindi Shire. We pay our respects to their elders, past, present, and emerging, who are the keepers of history, traditions, knowledge, and culture of this land. Councillors, if you would raise your right hand, please. The councillors, democratically elected to represent our community as the Murrindindi Shire Council, are committed to working together in the best interests of the people who live in our municipality, those who conduct business here, and those who visit. Thank you. The meeting is being streamed via our Facebook page and website. A recording of the meeting, along with the official minutes of the meeting, will also be published on our website. Madam CEO, I believe we have no apologies or requests for leave. Thank you. Councillors, are there any disclosure of interest or conflict of interest? None. Thank you. Item 3.1, Draft Annual Budget 2023-24. Ms. Nichols speaking.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This report seeks Council's endorsement of the draft annual budget for 2023-24 for the purpose of community consultation and submission process in accordance with Section 96 of the Local Government Act 2020. The development of the draft budget is an integrated process that occurs to ensure that all appropriate resource allocations are made to service Council's short and long-term activities and initiatives. It incorporates the community vision, Council plan, asset plan, financial plans, and all the underpinning strategies. The draft budget attached to this report outlines the financial implications of the strategic objectives and initiatives as planned by Council and focuses mainly on the oncoming financial year. The draft budget balances the need to deliver infrastructure and services while also providing the best possible value for residents and ensuring careful ongoing financial management. Please note that in Section 4.1, the rates and valuation information is based on Stage 3 preliminary property valuation data. As this data is finalized in Stage 4, there may be changes to this rating information. The draft budget key results and indicators: the operating surplus of 1.17 million includes capital income. The underlying deficit of 3.1 million dollars is calculated after removing that capital income. The budgeted cash balance at 30 June 2024 is 28.9 million dollars, but includes restricted funds, including reserves, provisions, trusts and deposits, and grants which have not been recognized as income as yet. The working capital ratio is the working capital is 358%. Council currently has no debt from loan borrowings. The draft budget is prepared based on a 3.5% increase in overall rates and charges. This is in line with the rates that are permissible under the Fair Go Rate system for 2023-24. The rate is less than the forecast CPI increase of  4%. Waste charges are also set to rise by 3.5%, and the user fees and charges have again been benchmarked against our neighboring councils and adjusted to reflect the cost of service provision. Councillors, you have a list of new initiatives that are included in the report listed in the report that are included in the draft budget, and also a list of main highlights from the Capital Works program. I would like to put to you an amended recommendation. If we could replace recommendation 2 with release the draft annual budget for community submissions from 6th April through to 30 April 2023. And to remove item 3 on the printed recommendation.
Thank you. Councillors, are there any questions?
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Ms. Nichols-Beattie. The draft budget, as you mentioned, reports a surplus of $1.17 million, but an underlying deficit of $3.1 million.
Yes.
Can you please explain why the underlying figure is important for us and the impact it might have on future budgets?
The underlying result is an indicator where council can, to show whether the council can provide core services and to meet its main objectives. The measure is different from the operating result as it includes the capital income, and the capital income is used to work to fund capital works. The capital works expenditure is not included in the income statement. It's reported on the balance sheet as capitalised as assets. So continued losses, underlying losses, result losses, means that there's a reliance on council's cash reserves and also may require council to undertake debt in order to maintain the services.
Thank you. And the CPI for the year to 2022 was 6.1%. And the rate cap in that year was 1.75%. The CPI figure for the year to December was last year was 7.8%. And this budget works within the parameters of a 3.5% rate cap. What does the gap between the rising cost of delivery of a service and the imposed rate cap on revenue potential mean for you and ultimately for council as we're looking to balance the budget?
It adds to the pressure that is put on council to deliver the services and means that in future years, as that gap, if that gap continues to increase, it means that the council may need to consider making some difficult decisions around the service provision or seek alternative sources of funding. So whether it's grant funding from other sources or maybe consider some borrowings to fund the capital works.
Thank you.
Councillors, any other questions? We have an amended resolution before us. Is there someone who would like to move? Delegate.
Happy to move the amended recommendation. Thank you, Mayor.
Is there a second? Carpenter. Councillor Gully, do you wish to speak to the motion?
Thank you, Mayor. Councillors, this is a responsible budget. The challenge of developing a balanced operating budget in a context of increasing cost pressures and a disproportionate increase in income is, I think, well understood by the community. Each of us live these pressures as decisions are made around a dinner table. Similarly, council budget development is a challenge, and I thank the Manager of Business Services and her colleagues and the team for this well-balanced ledger. I think it's worthwhile acknowledging the many outcomes the community can celebrate as they mull over the contents of this draft. There are public health and wellbeing initiatives and additional support for sporting oval maintenance to support safer community participation. There is a provision for rapid response tree crew to improve council's responsiveness to customer requests. Council's addressing strategic risks with heightened cybersecurity measures. And I welcome investment in the digital transformation collaboration with Benalla, Mansfield and Strathbogie councils, which promises to deliver efficiency and customer service dividends for residents. Close to home, the Rotary Park toilet block in Alexandra is to be renewed, and there is a $200,000 allocation for drainage management in Buxton, Yay and Alexandra. I acknowledge Councillor Carpenter's leadership of a $120,000 street tree program, which will contribute to town beautification across the Shire. A highlight for local businesses and tourism sector is Council's investment in the implementation of SpendMap, which delivers an enhanced capability for councils to assess and retarget its economic development strategy. And this budget delivers on the fundamentals: improved material quality to support the unsealed road resheeting program. There are investments in housing affordability initiatives. Council's website will be overhauled to improve council's accessibility and engagement for everyone. And through its road, footpath, bridge and flood recovery works, council's commitment to build it back better and to improve the resilience of community assets. Despite the funding challenges, there is very good reason for the community to look forward with optimism. The budget serves its purpose of achieving the best outcomes for the municipal community in 2023-24 and for future generations, and I heartily support the publishing of the draft for community consideration.
Councillor Cumberland, let's just speak to the motion.
Yes, please. Thank you, Mayor. I would just like to thank Councillor Gallagher for a very good description summary of the draft budget, so I don't have to add to that at all. And I would just like to thank Miss Nichols Beattie and the team for masses of hard work and possibly some sleepless nights to deliver a terrific draft and budget. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are there any other councillors who wish to speak for or against? Let me just say, I think it is a great outcome, but it's clearly a draft. And to everyone in the community, take the opportunity to look at the draft, make sure we as councillors and as the staff on council have got the balance right between the competing community. But you can clearly see where we're getting value for money. I would encourage everyone to look closely and, where necessary, make submissions. Councillor Gallagher, do you wish to close?
Close, thank you, Mayor.
Thank you. Councillors, we have the amended resolution, motion before us. All those in favour? Thank you. Carried. Item 3.2. Instrument of delegation to the Chief Executive Officer. Ms. Carr.
Thank you, Mayor Walsh. In accordance with the Local Government Act, Council can delegate its powers to the Chief Executive Officer. The intention of the report tonight is to seek Council's endorsement of the reviewed delegation to the CEO. This review has included one alteration, which is under the conditions and limitations at item 1.2. The Chief Executive Officer was already under the delegation, delegated to authorise expenditure up to $300,000 plus GST. This is in place for discretionary expenditure for where Council seeks goods and services. An adjustment has been made to this condition to exclude where expenditure is required by legislation in performance of a statutory function. This amendment is very limited in its scope, and the risk of the Chief Executive Officer not being able to approve a payment of this nature sits higher than the risk of the CEO having this power. This type of payment would only occur where the cost is required by the state or federal government, where a statutory requirement is mandated. The primary example for Council in this type of expenditure is the fire services levy, which Council collects on behalf of the state government, and then it is paid to Council through rates, and then we pay on to the State Revenue Office designated accounts. The timing of Council receiving a notice from the State Revenue Office on a quarterly basis and then the need to take to Council for resolution would often mean that Council would not necessarily meet the required due date and would be at risk of a fine. Therefore, the recommendation is before you at item 3.2, as outlined in the agenda.
Thank you. Councillors, any questions? Councillor Gallagher.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Ms. Carter. In respect to that limiting condition 1.2, there's the term unlimited in terms of statutory expenditure. Unlimited dollars could be a very big number. Can you describe the precedents, the way that the sector behaves in respect of this policy and perhaps any other advice that you've sought in order to come to this recommendation to amend?
Absolutely. So the alteration to the delegation has come with conducting already some research through our networks on what other councils are doing in this space. In particular, some of our rural counterparts as well, who do have that kind of lower threshold of delegation to the CEO in a monetary value. Legal advice has been sought by the sector in this regard, and the condition alteration is in accordance with that industry best practice that we have researched.
Thank you.
Councillors, any other questions? Councillor Gallagher.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd like to move the recommended amendments to the instrument of delegation.
Someone to second? Councillor Corley. Councillor Gallagher, you wish to speak to the motion?
No, thank you, Mayor.
No, thank you, Mayor.
Does anyone else wish to speak to the motion? Do you wish to close, Councillor Gallagher?
Close, thank you.
The councillors, we have the motion. All those in favour? Carried. And that brings us to the end of this special meeting at 5:17 p.m. Thank you.